Jesus, for being here. Thank you, Lord, for lunch we've had and the fellowship. Thank you for being with the people that were listening in earlier this morning and way, way across the sea. Bless them, Lord, at their time of listening, should they hear the service. Lord, we come in your name, we worship in your name, and you're the only one that we're bringing forward, Lord, is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the things that we've been praying for, all those things that have quietly reserved in our heart between you and the person involved. Help us, Lord, to receive what you have for us this afternoon. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we stand and sing 241? I have a song that Jesus gave me. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. Melody, 'tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody, heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ that died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know a melody, rings a melody, heaven's harmony. In my heart rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Will be my endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. Will be a song harmony when the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Testimony soon, if anyone has one. Number 235, when all my labors and trials are over. Won't be that long. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me. Glory for me, glory for me, glory. Let's have one more there, and then we'll have testimonies. 222, when peace like a river. When peace like a river attend my way, when sorrows like sea
well.
Judge of that every morning when you wake up. You may be seated. Just how you feel. Sure, you'll have things that are trying you and things that you made mistakes and things you could be sad about. But below all that, it is well with your soul, with the Lord. Do we have any testimonies? Sister June, thank you, Brother Paul.
My testimony goes a long way back, really. I was 20. Anyway, this morning when it was mentioned about the Hebrew boys not giving in, it just reminded me, and I won't tell the whole story, but it reminded me of my dad, because we were in a Pentecostal denomination. Dad was the pastor. And the Lord gave him the revelation of baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, and also of God being one God and three offices. And he baptized my cousin in the name of the Lord Jesus and preached a sermon on the name of Jesus, and he was in trouble. And so the heads of that denomination came to our church up from Brisbane, and to cut it short, Dad was one of the heads. Was a really lovely man. My dad was converted under his ministry. He was a nice man, and he married Dad and Mum, But Dad was taken out the back and they said to him, if you will give up this, you can stay and be the pastor. But you must give these teachings up. And Dad said, if I have to go and pick beans for a living, I won't give up, because the Lord has showed me this from the Bible. And they couldn't change him. He said, if my wife doesn't come, I will not give it up. But of course, Mum could see it too, you know. And it just reminded me of the king telling those boys, you know, we'll give you another chance. But Dad, he just stood true. And so they said, well, all those that want to remain true to this church and its doctrines, stand up, the others stay, and you can go forthwith. And so we went. We went out under the manse, and the next day we had a service out on someone's farm, and the presence of the Lord was so sweet, and the love between the brethren was so sweet. I mean, I wasn't walking how I should have been, but I could feel it, and I knew that this was the truth, and that he had stood for it. So I just praise the Lord.
I've heard the whole story, and it's so true. But you know, even our little walk, not being in charge of a church or that situation, we've still got to do it the God's way. And we've just got to. End of story. We heard about the preempt of it this morning. You know, it's what God says goes. And but we all have that challenge, probably not so great as, what's his dad's name? Chris Frangos, yeah. So it may not be as strong as that, but it's the same story, same answer. Praise God. Any other testimony? Sister Mill.
Truly want to thank the Lord for healing my leg. You remember I had this fall 3 days before Christmas and cracked a bone in my wrist and grazed my leg quite badly. Well, I had been going to get it dressed at the doctor's rooms for 17 times, and I just thank God. He said, you have to be patient. Well, I had to be patient, but I thank God my leg is healed this week. I have no bandage. Thank you, Lord. It was a bit of a trial, but I just thank God for it. I didn't fall. The concrete came up to see me.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we've got to blame someone else. And if it's not the concrete, it's Satan. Brother Andrew behind you.
So this has been a while. It's been a whole year since we've been here. March, we got stuck in the COVID. And my family and I, we ran out of money, and I had to speak with God. So I spoke with God and says, you know, I'm in a bit of a situation here, Lord. I need a church. And so God led me here to this Christian fellowship here in Nelson Road. And I liked the preaching that was coming out of our pastor. All as I saw was fire coming out. So I went, oh, yeah, I went home and I told my children, my wife, I found us a church. This happened 3 times. So the 4th time, the family started coming with me, my wife and my daughter. And then I says, I need prayer. So I asked the congregation here for prayer for our situation, my family, my wife and I, and our situation. So everyone was praying, and I could feel for weeks the prayers of the saints. I wanted to tell all you guys this. Your prayers were very strong, very powerful. You might have known the works that God's done in our life. And so we had a church, and we had a praying body of people. Thank you, Lord. And then I says, well, I need a job. Sorry, we needed a house. We needed a house to stay in. So I says to the church, and everyone started praying, and we got us a house, thank you, Lord. And then I says, Lord, I need a job. So I came back to the body of inside the church here. I need a job now. And everyone was praying. And I had choices of jobs after the prayers. Thank you, saints. But right now I'm settled into a job. And the job was to pay the rent, was to pay the bills. And I just want to thank all you, all your praying saints, and don't give up praying. Amen.
I was actually song leading when you first came in the very first time. And I looked at it and I thought, boy, this man, I think he's had some experience with things of God, because you praise the Lord all the way along the width of the church from one wall to the other, hands raised and calling out for the Lord. And I had a witness right then that that man Andrew, loves the Lord. That's the truth. Any other testimonies? Oh, Sister Mill, the only lad one.
I really want to thank the Lord. Our neighbour next door, Phyllis, she's been here, but she's moving to Auckland, and she had just got a load of wood, and she didn't want the wood to go with the house. Now, I've said that wrong, but I should say she wanted Robert and I to have it. So her son came down from Auckland, and he brought us over one big trailer load, but that was only half. And he lives in Tokoroa. And he said to us, you'd have to get the rest in our little car, you know, car loads. So Robert, in his 86th year, and I'm in my 88th year this week, we've had a big week. We've had 16 loads of wood from next door in my little car to our place. I thought, never thought my little car would be a workhorse, but it did it. And what I'm saying is I thank God for our age. Robert's got arthritis in his shoulder and his tailbone. And I mean, he does very well. He still goes walking, and I truly, every night, I thank God for our health at our age and that for what we do. Yes, we had to take it slowly. We did so many loads in the morning, and we got on the bed in the afternoon. But what I'm saying, it took us a whole week to do it. And I really thank God for what he's done for Robert and I. Please, Robert, please, Lord, just bring my husband back. Lord, that's the greatest desire of my heart, Lord. And you know my heart, and I say thank you for doing it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
We pray for Robert quite often in the prayer meetings and other times. And those people that need the Lord, we pray for them generally too, if we don't even know every name. But that's good. We thank the Lord frequently. Any others? Brother Keith.
This wasn't going to be a testimony, but I started a new job on Monday. I resigned on Thursday. I finished on Friday, and all is good with my soul. I felt the whole time the Lord was in it, and then I had to question whether my decision was made in the flesh, but irrelevant. It's made me move closer to God, and I am thankful for that. I also thank the Lord for his blessings over this nation with the earthquake, that he kept everyone safe, not just his people, but everyone. And I thank him. We are blessed. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Yes, I thought that was pretty good. He did well for Gisborne. I don't know if anybody other than a couple of supermarkets that had things on the floor, but I don't know of anybody else that had any trouble at all. It may be, but I haven't heard of it. Any others? Okay, well, while you remain seated, then Brother Howard will come. Let's sing, "There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin." Can be seated if you wish.
There is a river that flows from deep within. There
all the way.
Man.
Old age. Talking about old age, Brother Brad Burgess, who remembers Brother Brad? He's turning 70 shortly.
He's a baby.
But they want me to bring a greeting for his celebration there, so I'll be bringing that this afternoon after the service. Not for everybody, just for me. To video it, and so they can show it to the when they have the celebration. So we just remember Brother Brad Burgess in the church in Louisville, Kentucky. Praise God. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I'll make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will curse them that I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your infallible word. It's powerful. What you've spoken will come to pass, and nothing can stop it, Lord. As we found out this morning, and we just pray that you'll bless us for a few moments. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This is an amazing subject. It's real simple. What God has blessed is blessed. That's it. We're going to speak about that. Now, Brother Abraham, look forward to meeting him one day. He was a nobody. He wasn't a church guy. In fact, I think the family worshipped idols. And he was just a nobody walking down the street. And one day God came to him and said, "I'll bless thee. I'm going to bless thee." And I just want us to think about it right here in the beginning. We want to note that these people mentioned, Abraham and Sarah, were not sons of the prophets, not churchgoers. They're just nobodies, just ordinary living people. One day God chose to speak to Abram and said he was going to bless him and his seed, that's his children after him. What we want to see today, that we are Abraham's seed through Christ. But the same blessing he gave for Abraham is for you. Exactly the same through Christ. I want to read from Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." He was made a curse for us. "For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles," that's you and I, "through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So Abraham's seed today are in the same position that Abraham was then. Many times in our thinking, we always feel that we have to do something or be in a certain place for God to bless us, to be blessed of God. But Abraham, one day, as I said, walking along, blessed of God. Why? Why? Because God blessed him. You know, we had a brother here, an Aboriginal brother, who remembers us, the old ones. His name was Brother, you forgot too. Yeah, Brother Congu, Ron Congu. And he's a really good minister. He's a little short guy. I used to sit over there on the piano, and he used to stand on his tiptoes to preach. And Brother Ron said,
I've always wondered why God blessed Israel. It's bugged me for years. He said, one day, God showed me why God blessed Israel. And he said, is it a convention? He said, do you know why God blessed Israel, everybody? I'll tell you why. Because God blessed Israel. There's nothing to do with Israel. God just blessed them. And it's the same with you and I. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. But he blessed us. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. And in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed. The prophet said, I cannot reverse it. What God blesses, he cannot reverse. That's powerful. I just think that's wonderful. So God's first decision concerning you was a perfect one. He cannot change it. If he chose you and has blessed you and saved you, he cannot unbless you and unsave you. Isn't that wonderful? This is God in action. You did not choose me, Jesus said. I chose you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. And God does not save you today to lose you tomorrow. You know, like us, I'll choose this guy to work for me. He'll be the one, you know, and then, you know, 3 months down the road, we say, no, he's not the one. Not the Lord, brother. When he chooses you, you're chosen as his choosing. Yes. Amen. Let's read Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he, that's God, which hath begun a good work in you, that's you listening, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to perform it, finish the work he started, until when Jesus comes. Because it's not depending on you, it's depending on him. I mean, you receive it and you believe it and all that. It's all part of that. But it's God's doings, God's workings in you. God cannot or reverse a blessing. He cannot change his mind concerning you. I'm so glad of that because I change every day. I'm up and down. Who's up and down? Well, we've got a few up and down ones here. We are up and down. We're on top. Next minute we're down, we're on top. But God says, you are mine. I bought you with a price.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you love him? So God's first decision concerning you was a perfect one. We'll never forget that. So he's going to complete the work. So we look at Abraham and all the blessings that go through. This is a wonderful study. We haven't got time, but if we just read all the quotations. This promise of blessing of Abraham and his seed was given approximately 4,000 years ago. That's how long ago it was given. So how do we become a part of this blessing of Abraham? We notice the verse 3, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God said to Abraham, in thee, in thy seed, shall all the family be blessed. Now, we don't belong to Abraham's. We're not born of Abraham's family. It's not a natural seed. It's a faith seed of Abraham. And it's important, the seed God is speaking about. It is not a natural seed gene from Abraham. No scientific laboratory with the best microscopes can see the seed. But you know what? God can see every bit of it. And he knows what's in you. And he's chosen you from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you think it's wonderful? I'm glad he chose me. And I want to be a good boy, if you know what I mean. I want to do the thing right. But I'm made perfect and clean by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. and a saving grace and his power to sustain and keep me every hour of the day. Sometimes you get tired and weary. Who gets tired and weary? You're kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. So we see it through Christ. We read in Galatians 3:16, "Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He saith not to seeds." This is important. "He saith not to seeds," a whole lot of seeds from a person gives seeds out, you know. Even animals, there's thousands of them in a conception. It's not that sort of seed he's talking about. "And to seeds, as of many, but of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." It's the seed of Christ that was in Abraham, which was in his chosen seed in his family, and down through he spoke about Ruth and all those ones, right down to Mary. Mary had nothing to do with the seed of Christ. She bore the body. But it was the seed planted in there by the Holy Ghost. And it's the same seed that's planted in you by the Holy Ghost. Not by the church, not by the preacher, but by God. Don't you love him? So we see the spiritual seed, which was in Abraham, was Christ Jesus our Lord. He is in this whole thing from the beginning. He planned a plan to redeem his lost children. And that's why Jesus could say to the Jews in John 8:57, "Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not 50 years old." Oh, they're so indignant talking to Jesus. "You're not even 50 years old, man. And hast thou seen Abraham?" Jesus made this statement, which really blew them away. "Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." He's always been there. He was in the beginning. He came down and revealed himself. And he is still the same today. He came down in Christ, revealed himself. Christ has always been there. Before Abraham was, I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the Lord reaffirms his blessings to Abraham and the seed. And the power of that blessing continues on down today. If we read in Genesis 27:21, "And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near." This is coming down the line a bit. Isaac, the son of Abraham, he comes down. Now Isaac's got a son, Jacob. Comes down. He says, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my son Esau." Now Jacob made out he was Esau, the firstborn. He put a sheep fur on his arms because Esau, his brother, was a hairy guy. And he deceived his father, whose vision wasn't too good. And anyway, listen to this. It's an amazing statement in these verses. "Come thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father and felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau," because he had the fur on. But this was all of God. It had to be this way. It's really wonderful. And the Bible says, so he blessed him. And then it wasn't long after, when he went out, I'm just cutting it short, he went out and came Esau. Bought the venison in, because he loved the venison. He'd just gone out, hunted it, and cooked the venison. He brought it into him. And came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made end of blessing Jacob, that Jacob was scarce gone from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from hunting. And he also had made savory meat, brought unto his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father rise and eat, of my son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? His firstborn. Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that have taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. I have blessed this person that came in, which was Isaac. I have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. Even though there's a mix-up in the blessing between the younger son and the firstborn. Too late. He's already blessed. And so, brothers and sisters, we see that God allowed that to be. Because even though Isaac wasn't the firstborn, Esau was the firstborn. The Bible says in Romans 9:13, as is written, Jacob have I loved, but God says, Esau have I hated. You talk about election. And so he was blessed. God's sovereign grace stepped in and had Jacob blessed, and that the promise of Abraham, and it could not be broken. Why? Because Jacob was the seed of God, not Esau. Even though Esau should have got blessed, he didn't. And even though he tricked his father into thinking that he was Isaac made out as if he was Jacob, not Isaac. Jacob made out as though he was Esau. You've got to watch these names. So Jacob, who became Israel, was blessed. And so was his 12 sons, the 12 sons of Israel. Now the children of Israel, many years later, pitched camp in the plains of Moab. So we really jumped a long way. And there's a man, the king, Balak, king of Moab, was afraid of Israel. So he got a prophet in Balaam. He wasn't a good prophet. He was a bad one. But he was used. They've been used. And he goes down to curse Israel. How could he go down and curse Israel? Can't. Why? The blessing's already been laid down. Yes. Three times he went down to curse Israel. And God had already blessed him. And Balaam said, coming to the full conclusion, in Numbers 23:19, this is what he said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Because he went to curse this Balaam prophet. And when the anointing came on him, he didn't curse the children of Israel. He blessed them. The king said, what are you doing? He tried it three times. He kept on blessing them because they're already blessed. When God blesses you, he can't change his mind over you. He's not going to say, I'm going to curse them now. He can't. He's already blessed. When God has blessed, you are blessed. Hallelujah. And he's bound by his promise and his word. What a wonderful example that is. With Balaam trying to curse that which God had blessed. We see all the way through the scriptures. Very wonderful. The royal seed of Abraham finally arrived, who was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And he was that original seed of Abraham, in whom all the nations would be blessed, even us, the Gentiles. We are blessed through the blessings of God, of Abraham, through Christ Jesus, because he was in the seed line, and he has blessed us and forgiven us of every sin, every transgression when he died at Calvary. And we're blessed through that seed. I know we've just covered an awful lot of ground very quickly. But I'm sure you understand. Who understands what we're saying? What God has blessed, he has blessed. He cannot reverse it. We sing that song, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. What he's blessed is blessed, and he cannot reverse it. And that fulfilled the prophecy, as we read in Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree, and that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. We are Gentiles. Who knows that? You're either a Jew or a Gentile, or a Samaritan, which is half Jew and Gentile. But brother and sister, we are the Gentiles, and we have been blessed through Christ, who was Abraham's seed, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We cannot earn this blessing. You don't deserve this blessing. None of you do. I don't, that's for sure. But no one has earned it. It's been given to you. No more than Abraham did anything towards it. Just an ordinary man walking down the street. His family didn't know anything about God. And God came to him and said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Me? Yes. And your seed after you. And through your seed, everyone will be blessed, including the Gentiles. And that was through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So it's not our good works, nor our ability to understand the word, nor to live according to God's word even, or to keep his word, or those things are wonderful, and we do. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved, by grace, unmerited favor. You're saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. It's been given to you, Brother Andrew. God gave it to you. You cannot lose it. You won't lose it. It's all of God. What God has done is final. And it had no bearing on the blessing. God said, I have blessed him. We read here from Romans 9:9. This is an amazing scripture. Well, this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. We're going back to the story. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil. Forget it. It's nothing to do with merit of human ability. That the purpose of God, the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Hallelujah. It was said to her, the young elder shall serve the younger. Hallelujah. As it is written, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. You could be a good person, or you could be a bad one. It makes no difference to God. It's calling on you. God called me. He came to me one day and he visited me. I wasn't down on my knees seeking for God. He came to me. And I met the Lord. And he's never changed his mind concerning me. I'm so glad. And if you've met him, he'll never change his mind concerning you. Makes no difference to the calling of God. God has chosen you and blessed you before you were even born. He said, you're mine. What did you have to do with that? Nothing whatsoever. God has made up his mind concerning you. Who loves the Lord? Read Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him. When you came to church, chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. That's why he came knocking to you, Brother Tim. God said, you're mine. Way back. You weren't even thought of, as it were, but God knew you all the time. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? He chose us in him. And because we're a part of him before the foundation of the world, the redemption means redemption. Who knows what redemption means? Redemption means to buy back to the original owner. When Jesus Christ came down to Calvary to redeem you, he was actually buying you back to himself because you were a part of him from the beginning. That's what makes it so precious, this gospel. And that's why we love him, and that's why we repent of our sins, and that's why we get right with God, because the seed of God is in you. The seed that was in Abraham is in you, and you just want to be right with him. Romans 8:28, which says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Everything. To them who are called according to his purpose, not yours. For whom God did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He foreknew you and predestinated you to be conformed, made in fashion, to the image, the life of the Son, of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. You will be glorified in him. What shall we say then to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We're as safe as secure in the everlasting arms of our Lord and Savior. God has chosen us and blessed us and made us holy without blame and justified and glorified us. When? Before the foundation of the world. That's why I love that scripture. It is God which worketh in you, not you. God worketh in you, both to will, give you the will, and to do of his good pleasure. It's a powerful scripture, brother, to quote that every day. It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I love that scripture also in Romans 8:33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Don't you love him? We're clean and shiny and white and unreprovable in the sight. Unreprovable means we cannot be corrected. Why? Because you're already perfect in Christ. He has made you perfect. That's why it says we're unreprovable in his sight. We see plenty of mistakes in us, but in God's eyes, all he sees is the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you feel a deep hunger for God, that's the blessing of God working on you. And God has an interest in you. The reason you feel you want to get closer to God, people, you out there, the reason you feel that desire to get closer to God, because God has an interest in you, and he's calling you, and he'll bring you to a perfect place in him. Because he loves you, and you're his children, and he's not going to lose one of us. Not one shall be missing. Praise the Lord. He settled the sin question that was hanging over our life when he went to Calvary. He paid the price, and you must receive that. Say, Lord, I receive what you have done for me. I cannot be a good Christian. I cannot get there, but I'm going to trust your precious blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. and he has blessed us and brought us into a personal fellowship with him as it was from the beginning. As the Bible says, the sons of God shouted for joy in church. Before the foundation of the world, we shouted for joy. It's so wonderful. Don't you love the Lord? Sister June, would you like to come and play the organ, Brother Peter or Tina or somebody? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Don't you love the Lord? What God has blessed is blessed. He cannot change it, cannot reverse it. We are blessed. Hallelujah. What can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. Share with something with you. You might want to do this someday, but the Bible says our sins are like crimson. Who knows that? Our sins are like crimson. You get a white piece of paper, and you put red on it, crimson, on that white paper. Then you get a cellophane, that clear through, look through red cellophane, and you put it over the top of that. And that red becomes white. Hallelujah. Try it. It's wonderful. Though your sins be a scarlet, when you put the blood of Jesus over it, the scarlet becomes white. Hallelujah. For my cleansing, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I plead. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can put sin atoned. Nothing but the blood of Lord, what good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious the blood that makes me white and strong. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all I want, nothing but the blood of Jesus. My righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. But the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll reach my home. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Marvelous, isn't it? Marvelous. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is the truth. Absolutely. And it's not hard to receive that blessing. It's just to open our heart, answer the call that the Lord is asking us. Believe, use the faith that He gave us, and then it's all over. So simple to do. Lord, help people that are struggling with it, wherever they are, to make that move and believe that they made that move because God called it of them. The Lord, as has been spoken, won't miss one, not one. And if that question keeps coming into your heart, keeps coming and saying, do something about it, they need to do something about it. Anybody that's a son or daughter of God has got to acknowledge Jesus Christ and the shed blood that happened at Calvary was for them personally, and it's for eternity. We love you, Lord Jesus. Bless everybody that's listening in, wherever they are. Undertake for them, and thank you, Lord, that you will not miss one. Not one will be missed. Be with us, Lord, as we just leave this service and go home, Lord. Watch over us, protect our homes and our families. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget, we have prayer meeting on Tuesday, and you're very welcome to attend and thank the Lord for what He's done for you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Is the flow